Paul Madden, Aeroge champions once again. You must be pleased.
Oh, I am definitely pleased, Derek. It's fantastic. Tell. It's fantastic to win any championship. As I said to you during the week or last week, we don't win them that often. So to win any championship's good. To do back-to-back, and we didn't do a huge play on that. It was next game. But to do back-to-back is special for the players because now I think they can be rightly regarded as a very good team.
Today took a lot of patience, a lot of experience, and a lot of cool heads.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe the cool heads at times weren't on the sideline because we missed a lot of chances and we were frustrated with it. When you're playing against a team like Ennis Diamond, who, to be fair, get labelled as defensive, I mean, they had a lot of attacks, a lot of possession, but they're a good team. They're a young team, and we knew it was going to be a battle. Like, we knew that this was going to be a battle, and that's what we prepared for. And we didn't really care once we were on the right side of it.
Keeping out those goals early was obviously a target. 3-1 up at half time. You must have been happy with how it was going.
Well, we missed, I think it was about 3 or 4 bad misses in the first half. And that weren't necessarily under massive pressure, they were just bad misses. But even if we had been 6-1 up at half time or 6-2 up at half time, it was always going to still boil down to the same thing, that we're going to have to outwork them in the second half. And I thought we did, and I thought we got breaks. And look, ultimately, I suppose, the young Flynn goals made a great save. And you know, Aidan McGrath came up the field, a great move there at the end, and got a great score from centre back. And you know, the reason I'm highlighting that score is because, you know, when Connell got injured earlier in the year, you know, people were saying, oh, you're going to have a problem at 6, but you never saw a problem at 6 today, you know, or during the year. So that was great. We lost a lot of club members during the year, and you know, in terms of Jack Heasop recently, Aaron's grandfather, and Pat Fitzpatrick, who did so much. And you know, I was saying to someone earlier, I lit a candle for him during the week, and I said, look, Pat, if you can give us a call from up there, give us a call. And I'm sure he did.
Yeah. It was evident in those last 10 minutes. Ennis Diamond, middle part of the second half, probably threatened to come back into it, but again, saw it through.
Yeah, saw it through. And that's the mantra of the team, that we outwork everybody else, and we see it through. And look, today we fell on the right side of it, and it means so much. It means so much to the club.
You can see the experience or the emotion from last week to this week. It's obviously vastly, vastly different. It means a whole pile.
Well, everybody that was on the sideline today, and everybody that came onto the pitch last week from the hurling setup, was here again today celebrating. And you know, we can't take back last week, but it was definitely a motivating factor.
You'll celebrate this one well, no doubt. But you're progressive, you're ambitious. Yeah. There's more to come.
Yeah, we'll definitely celebrate it, and we'll enjoy it for the next 48 hours. But, you know, we'd like to represent our county. We'll do our very best in Munster, yeah.